This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
With an owner's manual, so I provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Let me be your designated driver on the highway to health. Because unlike the government, I really am here to help you out with your health. If you wear out your body, where will you live? All right, welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program today. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week. That'll be followed by the Health Outrage of the Week. Then we've got a product recall to tell you about. And we'll finish off the hour with the Health Mystery of the Week. And if you're just tuning into the program, welcome. Welcome back to our other listeners. We have a health poll question. We're also wanting to get your opinion of posted up on my personal website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. Drbob.com, you will see the health poll question based on a survey, an actual survey from a company trying to figure out if allowing employees to use their personal cell phones or their smartphones during work helps to reduce their level of anxiety at work and therefore bolsters their productivity at work. Because there's been an argument between certain employers and employees. Employers see employees as wasting time at work, text messaging, looking at their phones, surfing on the internet, talking, having conversations with friends and family members when they should be working and producing for the company who is paying them a salary or an hourly fee. So that argument's been going on, and some employers are now demanding that people not use their smartphones or their cell phones during their work hours. And some employers are saying, look, there's a little cubby hole for you. Drop off your smartphone right there. Do not turn it on and do not touch it while you're employed here for the next 8 hours. If you want to take it outside or use it during your lunch hour or your break, you may do so. But during your work hours, you won't want to. We do not authorize you to use that phone whatsoever. So we're asking you to weigh in on this question, this survey. And that is, do you believe allowing employees to use their personal smartphones at work reduces anxiety? Yes or no? Again, vote at drbob.com. There you also find lots of news from around the globe, health-related. And that's where the podcast library lives and where you can also connect up to my social media platform sites, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn. All right, we begin this hour with a very troubling, excuse me, a very troubling conversation related to children that consume junk food and how that impacts their health. Specifically, how eating junk food, children that is, can cause a stiffening of their arteries. That sounds scary on its face. Arteries are key blood vessels which bring oxygen-rich blood to the heart and cells of the whole body. And stiffness in arteries, anyone's arteries, and in this case we're talking about children, stiffness in arteries is an important early marker of damage and is caused by a loss of elastic fibers and stiffer collagen fibers in the blood vessels, increasing the risk of high blood pressure, strokes, and heart attacks. So what is happening here? Experts from three different universities studied almost 5,000 children to see if, in fact, allowing children to eat junk food, that if they did, would they develop any kind of health consequence as a result of that? And sure enough, that's exactly what they have found, which is, or at least it should be, frightening for everybody to learn this. Our future in our children and having food impact them in this manner and leaving them susceptible to futuristic health problems. Children who live on junk food diets can develop stiffer arteries by age 17. That's what the researchers are now warning about. Stiffer arteries raise the risk of stroke and heart attacks. The study was based on about 5,000 children born in the 1990s, discovered those who followed a Mediterranean diet rich in vegetables, fruits, beans, pulses, and other things like fish and other healthful foods had less stiffness in their arteries compared to children who ate, let's say, the standard American diet or the SAD diet, in which they're being exposed to a lot of junk food, sugar, too much saturated fat. Experts said it shows the importance of developing a well-balanced eating habit in these children and suggests earlier checks for children could prevent future heart problems. Because, you know, everybody has this concept that heart disease starts the day before, the week before, the month before, or the year before somebody has a heart attack. Let's say somebody has a heart attack at age 50. The average person can deduce, if they are unaware of this, that that heart disease, the average person will think, well, that person developed heart disease, or they must have had a very stressful year, or maybe it was a stressful month that brought their heart disease on. No, the culmination of a heart attack in any human being is chronic, meaning the underlying issues have been there for a long time and usually develop in childhood. And the reason that researchers know this is because during the Second World War, they did a study where they looked at the brave men and women who came back from the war theater who had died. And upon autopsy, they determined that these 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old men and women who valiantly fought for our country and died, when they did autopsies of some of their bodies, they find that they had heart disease in their early 20s or their late teens. And they're thinking to themselves, when did this start? How could this be? They weren't in war that long. It couldn't have been. They weren't under stress long enough to generate this. And they traced it back to their childhood and the consumption of, you guessed it, exactly what this particular study has confirmed once again, and that is if you feed children junk food, they will develop stiffened arteries and be susceptible to those same diseases that adults are susceptible to when you have stiff arteries, high blood pressure, heart disease, and strokes. Now, the results of these of this study conducted by three different universities on over 5,000 children, the results showed that children with diets high in calories, this included fats and sugars, and were on diets that were low in fiber, between the ages of 7 and 10 years of age, had stiffer arteries by the time they were 17 years of age compared to children who had eaten less caloric, less fatty, and less sugary foods during childhood. Wow, that has to just, for parents and grandparents and anybody who's got young children in your life, this should be just like shocking. You think, oh, those children, they can eat just about anything because they're burning it off. Look at them, they're thin. They're moving so fast, they have so much energy. They have more energy than they need. I wish I had some. Not so much. We'll finish this off when we come back. You're tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, coming up shortly here, we're going to have for you this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. So stand by for that. If you're also tuning in to, and you're not aware of it, we have a health poll question going on my website that goes like this. Do you believe allowing employees to use their personal smartphone at work helps reduce anxiety? Yes or no? Now, there was a previous study that looked at that, and I'll have those results for you, and we'll compare them next week as we develop our data. So go over to my website and vote on that question. Do you believe that allowing employees to use their personal smartphones at work reduces anxiety? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Now, I want to finish up, if you're just tuning in, this information about children who eat junk food and how it can stiffen their arteries by age 17. Now, the last thing a loving parent would ever contemplate is knowingly damaging their child's health. The scientists from three prominent universities assessed the diets of nearly 5,000 children from the age of 7. Stiffness of the arteries is an important early marker of damage and is caused by a loss of elastic fibers and stiffer collagen fibers in the blood vessels of these children, increasing their risk of high blood pressure, strokes, and even heart attacks. And this study is showing conclusively that if we allow children to constantly eat junk food, devitalized food that's not whole and full of nutrients, and it's full of too much sugar and too much fat, they're going to have stiff arteries and lead to, this is where heart disease begins in childhood, not at age 52, the week before, month before, year before a heart attack occurs. Now, when they were looking at the results of these children, it was scary to the researchers to figure out that it horrified them to see that their arteries were stiff when they studied these children, age 7 and 10. They were looking at them, and they ultimately determined that by age 17, by consuming these junk food diets, which are excessive in the area of fat and sugar in childhood, cause stiffening of the arteries. And when looking at Mediterranean-style diets, experts also found that children who ate more foods like fish and vegetables and fruit and beans, they had reduced arterial stiffness at age 17. So consuming these anti-inflammatory foods age 10, such as fruits and vegetables, particularly berries and a variety of brightly colored vegetables, as well as nuts, seeds, spices, and seafood, led to less artery stiffness in those children that basically they measured at age 17. This was written up in the British Journal of Nutrition, saying that every child's caloric requirement is different and depends on their age, size, and how much exercise they do. However, the research at the Bristol Medical School, University of Bristol, and other prestigious universities have nailed this down. So the takeaway here is that consuming excess calories from junk food, highly processed and processed foods, is undermining the health of our youth. And if we don't have health in our youth, what do we have as a country? So the sooner we can get started at reducing the explosion of children consuming these junk food diets that are full of rancid fats, fried fats, saturated fats in excess, and sugar to boot, is part of the problem. And when you have these children who are developing stiffened arteries and damage at an early age, they go on to, as adults, develop more serious problems. And this is how heart disease, the number two killer of man, only secondary to medical miscare, gets started. It starts in childhood. It doesn't start at age 40 or age 25. Let's say when somebody takes up smoking and they, you know, develop heart disease from smoking, which that is a certain cause of it, for sure. No. stiffening of arteries even demonstrated in children starting at age 7 and going up to and measuring it at age 17 begins the day that children are allowed to or are fed sugar junk food diets that are high in saturated fats. Now, it's not difficult to wean children away from this, and better yet, not to start them at all, by learning about what constitutes a more Mediterranean-style diet where they're getting more fruits, more vegetables, more beans, seeds, nuts, fish, fermented foods, dairy perhaps, good oils like cold-pressed virgin olive oil and avocado oil versus what I talked about last week on the show, the deadly seed oils, as in the case of soy oil, canola oil, safflower, sunflower, all of those oils, way too much of that, and that's in processed foods and chips and everything else that these children are getting exposed to on top of that, the sugar and the saturated fat. That's where the problem is. All right, enough said about that. It is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. Here we go. All right, the Health Alternative of the Week is to encourage you to become a Regenivore. To be a Regenivore. What is a Regenivore, Dr. Bob? What in the heck are you talking about? Well, most people have heard the expression carnivore. Carnivore is an eating style of somebody who eats pretty much animal products, meat, dairy, eggs. That's it. Carnivores. And some people have a total carnivore diet. They don't eat vegetables. They don't eat anything. They don't fruit. All they eat is meat, dairy, and eggs, mostly, or primarily. Where you have an omnivore. And see, we're all put into these categories, folks. That's life. Omnivore, which is a diet which is pretty much a combination of plant-based foods and animal-based foods. And then you have herbivore diets, which are pretty much vegetarians or vegans who eat only plant materials. They don't eat any animal products whatsoever. So you have carnivore, omnivore, and herbivore. Now we've generated another category called regenivore. Regenivore doesn't mean not eating meat, but rather a regenerative way of nourishing ourselves to recognize that our food choices impact not only our own health, but also the health of our environment. And pretty much here are five simple steps to start eating like a regenivore. Number one, start with eating half of your plate. In other words, don't fill the whole plate up with food. Fill it up halfway. A low in carb and calorie organic vegetable foods will help you cut down the calories and also give that digestive system a rest. And how about putting on that plate, by the way, lots of broccoli, asparagus, zucchini, spinach, avocado, cauliflower, green beans. I'm just giving you some choices here. Cabbage, artichokes. And doing so, by increasing those veggies, you're going to decrease various diseases and improve your overall health and happiness. Number two, one organic palm-sized portion of organically raised and sustainably raised protein. That doesn't mean you have to become a vegetarian. Your animal proteins contain high levels of vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats, and all of the essential amino acids in sufficient amounts to fuel the body for its regenerative capacity. Number three, eating fats that are organic source. Olive oil, avocado oil. Four, staying away from unhealthy fats like hydrogenated oils. And five, choosing supplements to support the body. Be a regenivore. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, It's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. Where are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
Tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you being there and telling other people about this radio show. If you think that you've got family members or coworkers or neighbors or friends that could benefit by tuning into a health talk show and learning about health and wellness and how to better take care of themselves, by all means, refer them to this program by simply listening during the breaks of the show and hearing the call letters of the station you're currently tuned into, the frequency on the dial, so that you can refer them properly to the station in your area, and the time of the day, and just pass that on to as many people as you can, and even through your social media platforms, and they'll thank you for it, because if they tune in and get a pearl of wisdom or information to help their most precious possession, their health, they'll thank you for it, because you'll be responsible for the referral. And we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate you spreading the word of this program. All right, it is now time, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, come on. It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
It is outrageous, and it's also scary to even contemplate this. You know, people do a healthy lifestyle to try to avoid getting sick. And a lot of people in the United States do not drink sink water or tap water. They just don't drink that. They will have, in some manner, the ability to drink bottled water. But therein lies a concern that has been raised. You may have heard about this already. The health outrage of the week is the fact that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 pieces of cancer-causing nanoplastics, 100 times more than previously thought. Bottles of plastic water contain hundreds of thousands of toxic microplastic particles. That's what new research has found. The findings are likely to shock anyone who swapped from tap or to bottled water, believing it was better for their health. Drinking water from a bottle could mean you are contaminating your body with tiny bits of plastic, which scientists fear can accumulate in your vital organs with unknown health consequences. These nanoplastics have already been linked to cancer, fertility problems, and birth defects. Scientists using the most advanced laser scanning techniques found an average of 240,000 plastic particles in 1 liter bottle of water compared to 5.5 per 1 liter of tap water. Now, folks, I mean, there is so many outrages associated with this, I don't even know where to begin. Here we are thinking that tap water, because you've seen it on the front page of newspapers, it has been televised on television, that tap water, water that comes through your faucets of your home, can be problematic because the municipal water systems don't have the sophisticated water systems enough to filter out every single contaminant known to mankind, just the big stuff. And we've read stories where they have found over the years trace amounts of antibiotics and steroids and cancer drugs and all kinds of different pharmaceutical drugs coming through the municipal water systems into faucets. So, of course, that's why people moved over to bottled water. Water that has been more thoroughly detoxified, if you will, or cleansed. And thus, why people purchase expensive bottled water in plastic. Unfortunately, though, these plastic particles are now being measured through these very sophisticated sensing arrays of devices that can actually measure this, these lasers that can pick up how many tiny, tiny pieces of these plastic particles that you cannot see with the naked eye, but yet they are there at the level of hundreds of thousands that you're drinking. You are imparting into your body. University of Columbia researchers tested three popular brands of bottled water sold here in the U.S. and using these lasers analyzed the plastic particles they contained down to just 100 nanometers in size. And I know a lot of you are saying, "Hey, what the heck? A little plastic's not going to hurt you, is it?" Well, yes, of course. Plastic doesn't belong in your body. That's a petrochemical. Yeah, it's in tiny little pieces, but when you have 240,000 pieces of these nanoplastic particles in a bottle of water, what does that represent? I don't think anybody knows that. The particles, these nanoplastics, are much smaller than the microplastics previously detected in bottled water. However, the particles are considered potentially toxic because they are so small that they can enter directly into the bloodstream and blood cells and they can enter directly into the brain, which means they are able to cross the BBB, the blood-brain barrier, that you never want anything to cross in terms of toxicity. Because the last thing you want is your brain full of plastic, petrochemicals, or toxic metals, or anything else that doesn't belong up there besides basically fat and blood supply. These microscopic particles carry phthalates, which we have talked about on this radio show for years, chemicals that make plastics more durable, flexible, and last longer. Phthalate exposure is attributable to 100,000 premature deaths in the U.S. every single year. And the chemicals are known to interfere with our hormone production in the body. That's part of it. They are linked with the development, reproduction, brain, your immune system, and other problems, according to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. The highest estimate was found at 370,000 particles. These nanoplastics have been too difficult to detect using conventional techniques, and that's why they're now using these lasers to figure all of this out, which is absolutely outrageous. I can't even believe what I'm reading here, but it's true. What's the answer? Well, you put it in glass bottles. Get away from the plastic. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I just want to feel this moment. Oh, oh, oh.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you once again for tuning into the program. Do take the opportunity, if you will, to vote on this week's health poll question. That's over on my website. And it goes like this. Do you believe allowing employees to use their personal smartphone or cell phones at work helps to reduce anxiety in people who are employed? Yes or no? There was a study on this, and I'll tell you what the results of that was once we get our polling data. But to vote on that, go over to my website, drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor to vote on that. Appreciate it. All right, now let's get into the issue of breastfeeding and how breastfeeding takes a bite out of childhood obesity and breast cancer. Now, I have a big built-in bias toward breastfeeding because all six of our children were breastfed 1 year and beyond. But I digress. I'm a big advocate of breastfeeding and have told basically every single mother that I've ever come in contact with in practice and in life to consider strongly breastfeeding. It'll be the best gift you can give your child ever. Here we find that early breastfeeding is linked to lower risk of childhood obesity, regardless of the mother's weight. That's according to a National Institutes of Health study. Consistently breastfeeding infants in any amount during their first 3 months of life was associated with a lower risk of childhood obesity, regardless of the mother's body mass index before pregnancy, according to a new study funded by the environmental influences on child health outcomes, or otherwise known as ECHO for short, program at the National Institutes of Health. While previous studies have shown that breastfeeding may protect children against obesity and a long list of chronic quality of life lowering conditions, this relationship has been studied much in women with obesity. Researchers wanted to explore the possibility link between breastfeeding practices in women with obesity and overweight before pregnancy and a child's BMIZ score, their basal metabolic index score. In the new study, researchers found that any amount of consistent breastfeeding during an infant's first 3 months was associated with lower BMIZ scores calculated later at ages between 2 and 6 years, regardless of the mother's pre-pregnancy basal metabolic index herself, or BMI. This protective association appeared stronger for children with mothers who had obesity before pregnancy compared to those categorized as overweight during the same time. The study findings highlight that each additional month of breastfeeding, whether a consistent amount or exclusively, may contribute to a lower weight later in childhood, especially for mothers who had obesity before pregnancy. That, according to Gail Shipp, who's a PhD and a registered dietitian at Michigan State University. Dr. Shipp goes on to say, health professionals can use this study, the study's findings, as an opportunity to encourage and promote breastfeeding among all women, especially women who are obese, who have obesity when they become pregnant. And I say to that, wouldn't it be great if more doctors encouraged breastfeeding? We can do so much better. We can do such a better job at encouraging breastfeeding in this country if doctors will just have that conversation with their patients. Now, this Dr. Shipp, who ran this study, the study was published in the journal Pediatrics. And you might be thinking, okay, well, it's too late for me to breastfeed. No. Well, guess what? What about the lowering effects of breast cancer in women who breastfeed? Listen to this. In South China, the Tonka boat women who traditionally breastfeed only from the right breast have a higher incidence of cancer in the unsuckled left breast. So not only does breastfeeding help the child in reducing the child's illness going forward via obesity and all the other diseases that go along with that, but breastfeeding also lowers breast cancer. And if you don't believe me there, think about this. It's been shown that there is a higher incidence of breast cancer in nuns. And why is that? Well, because nuns don't become pregnant and they don't breastfeed children. Therefore, there's a higher rate of breast cancer in nuns, and you can deduce from that, and I don't know if it's ever been studied. Maybe it has. Maybe this is how this has been discovered. I'm not sure. But here you have another group of women, Canadian Inuit women, who traditionally engage in long-term breastfeeding. They're the ones who have the lower rates of breast cancer. So why don't more doctors promote breastfeeding? For all the reasons just stated. Well, your guess is as good as mine. And I'll just leave it at that. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try noni juice. And I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used noni juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Hart back with you. We're going to get to a product recall here really quickly, a product recall followed by the health mystery of the week. So let's do the product recall of the week here. And here we go. Homedics recalls massagers due to a fire and burn hazard. So if you've got one of these handheld massagers by a company by the name of Homedics, return it. They were sold over at JCPenney, Lowe's, Wholesale Club, Macy's. 46,000 of these things went out. They were manufactured in China, as almost everything is these days, unfortunately. And consumers should stop using them, the recalled massagers, and return them for a money-back refund. All right, that's it on the product recall, and we roll right from there into the health mystery of the week. The health mystery of the week. Getting older does not mean you're wiser, even though the saying goes that way. The great Irish poet Oscar Wilde once said, "With age comes wisdom." But new research suggests this may not be true, at least not in the real world. Dr. Judith Cluck, a psychologist from the University of Klagenfurt in Austria, has conducted a review of prior studies linking age with wisdom. She concludes that statistically, relationships between wisdom and chronologic age are not strong, despite common assumptions and portrayals in popular culture. Although wisdom can often, and often does, come with age, getting older is not enough to make you wiser. Mysteriously enough. And popular culture depicts the wise old man or woman as wise, but the matter of fact leads to wisdom is far more nuanced, the review suggests. Neither getting old nor accumulating life experiences is sufficient for growing wise. While many people associate wisdom with advanced age, becoming wise clearly requires more than just growing old. Dr. Gluck argues that there is no universal trajectory of wisdom development. In other words, people around the world don't just automatically become wise over time. Life experiences, rather than time, are instead what results in wisdom development. But then, these aren't unique to people who are old. And that is so true. And it's so mysterious. You'd think that it would be, you know, you gain wisdom as you get older because you're accumulating. But I know people who are wise at age 15 and 20, and people who are absolutely have no wisdom whatsoever, and they're still 70. As mysterious as it sounds, it's contradictory to what you would believe. That's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. I want to have you make it a healthy day and a healthy week. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.